You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
It's a Monday morning and Nicola's fresh off a crypto wire lesson. The session there with loads of crypto crazies. I shouldn't call them that, should I? Really? But people are crazy for crypto. And what's the crypto space looking like, Nick?
Yeah, you know, Bitcoin is very volatile at the moment. It's very, very difficult. Everybody wants it. Like, everybody is talking about it. It's the, like, number one search on Google. But, you know, last night in 2 hours, it dropped 10% and it's bounced right back again. It's that kind of volatile. You can't trade it on margin, which a lot of people are trying to do. You just have to buy it and hold on for the ride.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say, you know, everyone's expecting the crash there. And you said that a crash never happens when people expect it. That's true. It probably has to rally another bit. And then people said, see, it didn't crash at 10,000. And then just when people are not expecting it, it'll probably drop, you know, in an odd number from an odd number somewhere where someone's not expecting it.
I kind of think we'll see another swing lower from here just because that was a new high, you know, made a marginal new high, and then it should have kept going and it didn't drop 10%. And so to me, that's just a little bit of a warning that we need to let a little bit more air out. But there are people just lining up to buy. It's going to just be a correction.
Oh, yeah, line up to buy.
I know.
I hate the thought of people just lining up there, ready to get burned, because you never know if something happens. You know, I just hope you.
They're lining up with their bags ready.
I know. I got bags of money here. I want to put in Bitcoin. So, yeah, pretty much a year too late. But here we are. There's other things. Listen, there's other opportunities out there. And we're looking at a few now, actually. Looking at the charts of, first and foremost, Lions Gold. Now, they're in gold, and they are also in the crypto space. They're doing a crypto thing with gold, and they set up a sort of fintech sort of exchange for gold. But they raised some money recently, and raised some money again on Friday, twice pretty much. But it's gone crazy this morning, cray-cray. But what do you reckon on Lions Gold, Nick? Look at that chart. I'm looking at that chart right there. You put it up on Facebook, their page, and that has gone through that line there of trend.
So we had major resistance since summer of 2016. So for, you know, major resistance, 1.82, 1.85. That was the highs in the summer of 2016. It was the highs in October, and it was the highs in February of this year. And it was the high last week. And not only that, but it was the weekly 200 moving average. And today we've smashed through it, looking really, really good. Yeah. So, the next resistance level, I think we're going to see some resistance around 3.45. But to be honest, 2.72 is, and the prior highs will be important resistance, and then above 2.68, 4.32 target.
Lovely. All right. Next one is Rheobold Resources, RBD. They announced today an investment in Danube Petroleum Limited. I think the second investment, is it? I think, yeah. I'm thinking that. But it was up this morning, but down now. So I don't know, maybe people are trading a bit of this. I mean, who knows? RBD, what do you reckon, Nick?
Yeah, it's a little bit flat here. What I like about it, though, is that we're just hanging on to the 200-day moving average. So I think as long as we don't close below 0.72 today, that's where the 200 moving average is, then it looks okay. Otherwise, you know, it looks like we've had an ABC correction lower from the high on the 1st of November. And so let's see if we can hold the 200-day. For now, it's a little bit volatile and crazy. But above 0.72, I think that has good support and a good chance of going higher. If we close back below, I'm going to say we're still flat and going sideways. You know, it's not really the end of the world, but it's just not going anywhere.
Okay, cool. The next one is Valorix. And I brought this to your attention because last week the volume going through this share price was crazy, but the share price didn't really move that much. And I've sort of known of Valorix for a while, or Valorix for a while, V-A-L. Hello, Val. But they're in the oncology space. You know, they're doing sort of clinical trials for two of their assets. Now, they're in a very interesting space. They're revealing the outcome of results on tests, I think phase two tests, on one of their assets by the end of the year, before the end of the year. But the reason why there's so much volume going through this, but the share price isn't moving so much, is they have convertible loan notes. And I bought some this morning because what's horrible is if you're in a company and they announce they're a pre-revenue company, and obviously they have to generate cash from somewhere, they have to get cash capital from somewhere. Now, one of the worst things they can do is for an current investor is take out a convertible loan note. But once that's in there, and they're coming towards the end of that, it's almost like a spring. You know, these convertible loans, so the person holds the loan will sell shares into the market and keep the share price suppressed, you know, artificially low. Once it's cleared, they fly. I did it with, I had the same thing with MySquare and bananas. I did sort of five bagger.
You don't think that they'll issue some more convertible loans?
No, because they've cancelled. Listen, they've got three tranches. Okay, they've got three tranches. They've cancelled. They've cancelled tranche three. They've paid off tranche one. There's only tranche two left. There's $1.2 million worth. Yeah, so once that's cleared, it'll go bananas. It will go bananas. And if they do that before the results of this asset are out before the end of the year, it will fly. Because listen, 2 million market cap, and it's ridiculous. And some of their peers are on about 40 million. So, I mean, yeah, so it's just a case of a bit of volatility until the CLN's clear, and then it should fly a little bit, you know. But do your own research, everyone. What do you reckon on the chart then, Nicola?
Okay, so the rally we had last week failed at the pivot level and the 200-day moving average at 2.06, and then had a really sharp knockback. But the resistance, there's resistance at 1.43. I think if we close above 1.43 today, we will go back to that 206 level. And if we can get above 206, my target, my first target for this one is 3.43, and my second target is 6.2.
Lovely. And listen, it may go up to that level again. It'll be sold into. So at the moment, until those commitment loans are around, any rally will be sold into. So it'll bring it back down. Once they're cleared, though, it'll fly, you know. So, okay.
2.06. 2.06 is a pivot level. I think a close above 2.06, this will fly. Cool. 3.43 next.
Cool. Next one is Vesarion, the graphene leader right now. And it's done it again. I still hold this stock. But they announced today, and this is off the back of a collaboration with a global consumer brand. They announced today a collaboration with a global chemical major that's a Fortune 100 company. If you Google that, you'll find out who that is. It's a very big company. So they are leading the space here as far as collaborations in the graphene field is. And I think, you know, when you start doing deals like this, you are the go-to for big companies. And yet you'll see some volatility. But I think, you know, going forward over the next few years, graphene's only going to get stronger as a sector, as a play. And so I think this is cracking for years to come, really, for Sarin. They keep doing deals like this. What's to stop them? VRS, what do you reckon, Nicola?
I love VRS. Look at this. What's not to love about this chart? I'm looking at a weekly chart and it's just flying. So 80.5 is a resistance zone. And I think that we might stall and do a bit of consolidating here. And then the next upside target is 124, between 118 and 124. And so if we see a close above 80.5, we've cleared the resistance and we're going to keep going higher. But yes, you know, I'm not expecting any sharp pullbacks or anything, just some sideways consolidation at this level because it's quite stretched, and then continuation higher, 125, between 118 and 125 next.
Cool. Okay, the bonkers share of last week, the last couple of weeks have been Physiomics. It's a, it went from like one pence to sort of 18 pence. It's ridiculous. So it's obviously, of course, it's having a bit of a pullback, but it's strong today. PYC, what do you reckon, Nicolas?
I'm just reloading it. It is super strong, but it's gone kind of, yes. You know, it's had a massive rally and a massive pullback, like way beyond, you know, it's so far beyond where we expected it to. I think that we, I think it's like a, you know, when you make a big wave in a pool and then you have to wait for all the little waves to calm down before it makes a move again. Mm-hmm. Would I be piling into buy here? I'm not sure. I think it looks really good to go at least back to about 17 from here. But yes, then we might need to see some more sideways correction. So a bounce to about 17, potentially we keep going higher. It's certainly pulled back to good support, but let's see.
Okay. I mean, there's rumours there's more deals like the deal they've done, but as yet, of course, until that RNS drops, they are just rumours. So be careful on any of these stocks that have risen, you know, like parabolically, like we've seen there. You know, you've got to be careful, really careful. I always try and avoid spikes. And I've managed to get rid of that fear of missing out, you know, because I missed out on PYC, and I was ridiculous, even though I didn't nearly place the order to buy at 1.7 pence. I couldn't get enough stock, so I missed it out. But, I mean, it saved me from making losses, you know, and so sometimes there's other opportunities that come. Don't worry if you think you're going to miss out on that. There's other opportunities, fine, you know. So, but I would like to see the next RNS from them stating what kind of work they're doing, what deals they're doing, you know. But until they pile.
Yeah, the problem with it was it would trace like 70, it retraced 80% of the rally nearly. Mm-hmm. And that's quite a lot of a pullback, you know. Mm-hmm. You have to have a lot of faith. I think that I'd like to see the RSI come back a little bit lower to maybe 50, which it hasn't quite come back to on the daily. Yeah. And I mean, I think it has a really good chance of going higher, but yeah.
Okay.
You know.
All right, Nicola. Well, listen, it's
17 or 20 on this bounce.
Okay.
And considering, you know what, we're at 12.5. So 20 from here, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's 80% pretty much, you know.
Yeah. So I do think that we'll see 17 or 20 in this bounce. And potentially we'll keep going to new highs. But 17 or 20 first.
Lovely, Nicola. Thank you very much. And speak to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, anyone listening to the podcast, most people do listen to the podcast, of course, and so if you're listening and you want to see these charts, you can see them on the blog page at Fox Markets. That's foxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Well said, Nicola.
Thank you. I've been practicing.
I mean, all weekend, I expect. Blog. Yes. In the mirror. Blog. Blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. cold foam cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.